Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Va'et Hanan, and I begged. Week 45, Second Aliyah. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him, if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 4, verses 27 through 29. Who worships a stone? In this section of the Torah, the Eternal warns severely against false worship of any kind of image made by man. Since the Eternal is invisible and has no form, shape, or body, it is forbidden to make any kind of picture that attempts to represent him. Pagan cultures, especially the Greco-Roman, were plagued by different gods represented by images and icons made of stone or wood. When Christianity was formed in the 4th century, it adopted and welcomed the cult to those images and just change their names. One of the most revered images is the cross, whose origins go back to Babylon. In many countries, the cross itself is worshipped with expressions of reverence, kisses, flowers, and even candles. The words of the Torah were fulfilled in the apostate Jews who have bowed down before such things. A Jew who wants to return to the Eternal will have to give up any kind of idolatrous practice related to images, statues, icons, crosses, and other objects of worship. A non-Jew who wishes to serve the living God will also have to give up all these things to stress the fact that the Eternal is spirit, not matter. The Torah points out two elements that men use to create a false worship, wood and rock or stone. The cult to the cross is an example of the worship of a wooden object. Stone is also used to create representations of deities that are objects of worship. It's true that the Torah says that the stone that corrupts leaders of Israel rejected in its day was made of a precious chosen cornerstone placed in heaven by the Eternal, Isaiah 28:16, Psalms 118, verses 22 and 23, Matthew 21, verses 42 through 45, Luke 20, verses 17 through 19, Acts 4:11, 1 Peter 2, verses 6 through 8, and even Romans 9, verse 33. But men have transformed that stone into an object of cult, thus creating a kind of spiritual replacement theology in their concept of God. The Hebrew word for stone is even, and it has the letters Aleph, Bet, and Nun. The Aleph represents the Eternal who is one. The letter Bet represents the creation which is dual, and the Nun represents redemption, as we've already mentioned in a previous manna. The Hebrew word formed by the two first letters, Aleph and Bet, Av, means father. And the word formed by the last two words, Bet and Nun, means son. In this way, we could interpret the meaning of the word Even, stone, as the Heavenly Father's action for the words, the world's redemption through his earthly created son. However, the Eternal can't give birth, nor reproduce, nor breed as a biological creature can do. Therefore, we can't understand the word son as someone born of him. As we've said before, we have to understand the word son as an imitator, servant, and representative. This you can find in 1 Corinthians 4:17, 1 Peter 5:13, Revelation 21:7. Each one of Solomon and Israel is called son of God in the scriptures. 1 Chronicles 22:10, Exodus 4:22. Yeshua is the son of God par excellence. But that doesn't mean that he is a heavenly reproduction of that invisible and infinite one. Now, the fact that Yeshua is an expression of the eternal in human form, similar to the first Adam, yet superior, has given rise to the introduction of elements of idolatry in the perception of his being. This portion of the Torah shows an indication of this. To mix the heavenly Father with the earthly Son, saying that the Son is eternally divine, or that he is God, sharing his essence, is to create a stone, Evan, Av, and Ben, that becomes an object of idolatry. The one who worships the Son as he worships the Father is practicing a deceiving kind of idolatry. Honoring is not the same as worshiping. The one who honors an emissary, a representative, is honoring the one who sent them. But we are not talking about that now, but of the creation of a stone, which has to be considered a form of idolatry. When someone says that the Son is the same as a Father, he has created a stone of idolatry. May the Eternal, who is good and understands that these things are difficult and that man can be easily deceived, have mercy upon those who, believing that the Scriptures teach that a man is God in the flesh, worshiping him as if he were the Eternal himself. The fact that many who practice this same form of idolatry, in their ignorance and honesty in their hearts, receive an answer to their prayers and salvation in their need. This does not confirm that their cult to the Father-Son stone created in their minds is correct. It only confirms that their hearts are sincere and that the Eternal is merciful with the ignorant ones. But the one who deepens in the Eternal's revelation, in the Torah, and realizes this fact, will have to give up this deceiving form of idolatry. Before, we were ignorant, and the Eternal helped us. But now, we are not ignorant anymore, and we must leave behind the Father, Son, as a God, cult and return to the invisible Eternal Father, who is not man and cannot reproduce. If we seek him with all our heart and all our soul, we will find him. Blessed be his name for that. Amen.